We now return to Saturday's UN Security Council meeting, where the topic of discussion was the U.S., U.K., and French attack on Syria Friday night.
Del Reino Unido ha pedido la palabra para formular una nueva declaración. Le doy la palabra.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. It's actually a right of reply, if I may, to the Bolivian ambassador's points about the United Kingdom. Mr. President, we have no doubt about UK sovereignty over the Falkland Islands, South Georgia, South Sandwich Islands, and surrounding maritime areas. Successive British governments have made clear that sovereignty will not be transferred against the Falkland Islands' wishes. The Falkland Islanders voted overwhelmingly to maintain their current constitutional arrangements with the UK. Turning to the Chagos, Mr. President, the United Kingdom is participating in the proceedings before the ICJ, even as we disagree with jurisdiction in this case. Thank you.
Le doy las gracias a la representante del Reino Unido por su declaración. El representante de Bolivia ha solicitado la palabra para hacer una declaración adicional. Le doy la palabra.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Voy a ser muy breve. Voy a limitarme a leer lo que dice la declaración especial sobre la cuestión de las Islas Malvinas, firmada por todos los jefes y jefes de Estado y de Gobierno de América Latina y el Caribe. Dice así. Los jefes de Estado y de Gobierno reiteran su más firme respaldo a los legítimos derechos de la República Argentina en la disputa de soberanía sobre las Islas Malvinas, Georgia del Sur y Sandwich del Sur y los espacios marítimos circundantes y el permanente interés de los países de la región en que los gobiernos de la República Argentina y del Reino Unido de Gran Bretaña y United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland to resume negotiations in order to find as quickly as possible a peaceful solution to this dispute in accordance with Resolution 2065 of the General Assembly of the United Nations and other relevant resolutions. Thank you very much. I want to thank the representative of Bolivia for your statement. I now give the floor to the representative of the Arab Syrian Republic.
شكراً سيد الرئيس.
Thank you.
وأرحب بتواجد السيد الأمين العام معنا اليوم في هذه اللحظات الهامة في تاريخ وعمل مجلس
الأمن.
لقد حذر السيد الأمين العام في بيانه الهام أمس من أن الحرب الباردة قد عادت. وهذا صحيح.
The Cold War is back. That is exactly right. We all agree with just how accurate that statement is. It's important to recall at this opportunity that those who relaunched the philosophy of the Cold War, we all, of course, remember that following the collapse of the former USSR,
في هذه البلاد كتبها شخص يدعى فرانسيس فوكوياما
that
الذي ألف كتابا بعنوان نهاية التاريخ
Mr. A book by Francis Fukuyama was published here in this country that was called The End of History.
فألف كتابا عنوانه صراع
Another author and American thinker Samuel Huntington
spoke
of the conflict of civilizations. These two books founded were founding the return to the Cold War. Indeed, these two works.
The
gist of these two works was as follows: People of the world, follow the way, the path of the United States. Submit yourselves to the will of the United States. If not, we will attack.
My way or the highway.
My way or the highway, says the speaker, as you say in the United States. That was the return of the Cold War philosophy. Now, lies are worthless. They don't serve anyone. They only serve those who lie just once. They're useful when whoever lies just lies once. When the lies keep being repeated, well, that person who lies only underscores the fact that the person lying is a liar. My colleague, the distinguished representative of France,
والولايات المتحدة الأمريكية قاموا بالعدوان على بلادي باسم المجتمع الدولي. هيك قال.
Announced that the aggression of his country along with the United Kingdom and the United States was carried out on behalf of the international community. And if that is the case, I wonder which international community is he speaking of? Is he speaking of a real international community that actually exists? Is that international community that you represent? Has it authorized this this trilateral or tripartite aggression against my country? Did your governments receive a mandate from this organization from this international community to attack my country? My American and French and British colleagues have claimed that they have bombed centers for the production of chemical weapons in Syria. If the governments of these three countries
التي ادعوا أنهم قصفوها,
if they knew the actual location or the role of these production centers that they claimed to have bombed, if they knew about that, why didn't they share that information with the OPCW? Why didn't they share this information with the fact-finding mission present in Damascus before attacking my country? That's just a question I'm putting to you.
أؤكد لكم furthermore, جميعا على وصول وفد من بعثة تقصي الحقائق التابعة لمنظمة حظر الأسلحة الكيماوي
إلى دمشق ظهر اليوم. ظهر اليوم. Group of experts, investigators of the PCW have
تم
arrived today,
من بيروت إلى دمشق بأسباب غير معروفة لمدة يوم كامل.
Obviously,
إلى أن حدث العدوان.
The team was not able to go from Beirut to Damascus for reasons that we know just before the attack, as though it was an attempt to prevent this team of investigators from reaching Damascus. Until the aggression took place. But the delegation did reach Damascus today at midday and will hold a meeting in 2 hours, 7 p.m. Damascus time, with the authorities of Damascus. And my government will, of course, provide every support to this delegation for it to carry out its mission successfully. Now, the facilities of the Barza research facility, which was targeted by this tripartite aggression, the building, actually, that building was visited twice last year by experts from the OPCW. The building was inspected. The inspection was authorized by an official document that stipulated that it stated that Syria had complied with its obligations vis-à-vis the OPCW and that there were no chemical activities in this building. Now, if the experts of the OPCW handed to us an official document which confirmed that this center, the Barza Center, was not used for any type of chemical activity that is in contravention to our obligations vis-à-vis the OPCW. How do you reconcile that with what we have heard this morning? How do you reconcile that with all these accusations and the claims that this aggression was targeted a chemical weapons production center? The colleague from the United States said the time for discussion is over. It was over yesterday. Well, then what are we doing today as diplomats in this Security Council? Our mission here is to speak, is to explain what happened, to shed light on all the issues
كيف انتهى وقت الحديث؟ وقت الحديث لا ينتهي.
We're not here to in the Security Council simply to justify an aggression. How can we state that the discussion is over? No, the discussion is continuing here. If the idea is to put an end to aggressions. Of the discussion. If the idea is to implement the provisions of the Charter and international law, that is why we're here.
تحدث الزميلان البريطانية والفرنسي عن وجود خطة عمل.
The British and French colleagues spoke of a plan of action and have invited the Secretary General to implement that plan of action.
والحكومة السورية.
Before
خطة العمل عجيبة وغريبة.
And the Syrian government agreed to that plan of action. This plan of action, or they spoke of it before the council authorized that plan of action. It's a very strange plan of action. But I would like to present a counter plan of action. We assume that this should have been one of the plans of action that should have been presented today. First of all, read the provisions of the United Nations Charter. Define and recall the responsibility of these three states in maintaining international peace and security rather than threatening it. I have three versions of the Charter, two in English, one in French. Perhaps these three states should reread what the Charter actually states.
Second,
it's essential for these three states to immediately stop supporting the armed terrorist groups active in my country. Thirdly, put an end to the lies and to the fabrication of facts to justify the aggression against my country. Fourthly, these three states should realize that after 7 years of a terrorist war that was imposed on my country, a war carried out by these three countries and their agents in the region, their missiles, their planes, their bombs will not weaken our determination to defeat and destroy your terrorists. This will not prevent the Syrian people to decide on their own political future without foreign intervention. And I will repeat this for a thousandth time. Your efforts, the Syrian people will not allow any foreign intervention to define our future. I promised you yesterday that we will not remain inactive in the face of any aggression, and we kept our promise. And I will explain how we've kept our promise.
Allow me now
to address those states that are attached to international law, to tell to you that the Syrian Arab Republic and its friends and allies, and there are many, are perfectly capable of dealing with the brutal aggression that my country was faced. What we're asking you, diplomats, ambassadors, those who are attached to international legitimacy to the Charter, is to call the United States, Great Britain, and France to urge them to read the provisions of the United Nations Charter, in particular those that have to do with respect for sovereignty of states and to the non-use of force in international relations. Perhaps the governments of these three countries will realize, if only once, that their role within this council is to maintain international peace and security rather than to undermine it.
وكما قلت لكم قبل قليل لدي ثلاث نسخ من
الميثاق. And as I just said, I have three examples of the charter. And I would ask the secretary to distribute them to the three delegations so that they could maybe enlighten themselves in their
tyranny.
Mr. President, in flagrant violation of the principles of international law and the UN Charter, the US, UK, and France at 3:55 this morning, this Saturday, on the 14th of April, 2018, 3:55, Damascus time, conducted
a
flagrant violation against the Syrian Arab Republic
that
In fact, amounted to 110 missiles being launched against Syria, against Damascus and other targets. 110 missiles. In response to this terrible aggression, the Syrian Arab Republic exercised its legitimate right in line with Article 51 of the Charter to defend itself, and we defend ourselves against this abject Syrian air defenses. We're able to were able to intercept a number of missiles, even though some of them have, some of them did reach research center, which was not outside, but inside Damascus, which includes laboratories and classrooms. Luckily, the damage was only material. Some of these modern, charming, smart missiles were intercepted. Those that targeted a military installation near Homs, and three civilians were wounded by them. These three states, of course, prepared the ground for this invasion or this attack by making statements that saying that their only excuse for preventing the advance of the Syrian army against its opponents was the use of chemical weapons. Indeed, these groups, terrorist groups in a race against time, managed to present this masquerade of the use of chemical weapons in Douma. They used perjury. They actually showed the site of this claimed attack. And this was the pretext for this aggression, scandalous expression that can only be explained by the fact that the original aggressors, the U.S., U.K., and France, decided to interfere directly in order to revenge the defeat of their proxies in Ghouta. In fact, those who fabricated the masquerade of the chemical attack in Ghouta were arrested, and they admitted on television that this was a fabricated attack. We have a video. If the presidency wishes to see it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to draw your attention to those of you who are attached to international law and to the Charter, that this aggression is another message by these three aggressors to the terrorist groups. For these terrorist groups to continue using chemical weapons in the future, for them to continue committing their terrorist crimes, not in Syria, but in other other countries. There's no doubt about that. So, 146 letters. We have drawn your attention to the use by terrorist groups of chemical weapons. And today, some of you are reinventing the wheel. And trying to determine the gender of angels. You all know, ladies and gentlemen, that this aggression took place just as a fact-finding team from the OPCW was supposed to arrive in Syria at the request of the Syrian government to examine these allegations of a chemical attack in Douma. So obviously, the main message that you're sending to these aggressors to the world and is that actually they're not interested in transparent and independent investigation. They're trying to undermine the work of the inquiry team. They're trying to put pressure on that mission to conceal their lies and fabrications, just as what happened 6 years ago in 2013 with Dr. Solstrom, who, when he was going to Han al-Hasal, as I explained to you in a previous statement.
This aggression, this morning's aggression, this attack, it did not attack just Syria. It was not just an attack on Syria, as my very dear friend, the representative of Bolivia, said. This is an attack against international law, against the Security Council, against the Charter. An attack against the 193 members of this organization. Washington and London and Paris's attempts to make the work of the fact-finding mission fail is rather systematic. Even if these three parties claim to be working alongside with these groups at the same time, they use pressure behind the closed doors of this organization so that these groups and these committees do not carry out the mandates for which they were established. We recall what took place with the Iraq, Libya, and in Africa with the investigatory commissions. None of those inspections were successful. If there's blackmail, it's impossible. To the three aggressors, I say that you are liars, you are spoilers, you're hypocrites, you're attempting to see failure in actions of this organization which do not pursue your interests. You've tried to undermine the efforts of the investigative bodies. You need only look at Africa, Syria, Libya, Angola, Yugoslavia. All of that is proof that you do not do what you say you are doing. You have exhausted the agendas of this Security Council by attempting to divert its attention, and you have exploited the Council to pursue your policy of interference and of colonialism. Yesterday, in the U.S. press and in the press in the West, the main theme was the lie and treachery in this campaign, which was already claiming success. The air defense system of my country countered with a great deal of bravery the attack on my country. 100 missiles were destroyed. They did not reach their target, and yet at the same time, the American Minister of Defense, the military chief, spoke to the American press and international press and were extremely pleased. They weren't able actually to answer many of the questions, and it was rather pitiful to see these two men standing before the press unable to respond to the legitimate questions of a journalist.
وعن مخاطر مثل هذه الضربة على حياة المدنيين نتيجة انتشار وتسرب هذه
in their attempt to target chemical weapons facilities, and was this actually a danger for the civilians if the chemical weapons spread? They were unable to respond to that question. And I quote, you said here that you have no proof that the Syrian government was responsible for the attack in Ghouta. So what happened in the past few hours? What made you change your mind? His answer was that he'd received confirmation from the intelligence services. The Syrian Arab Republic firmly condemns this tripartite attack, which once again shows indisputably that they pay no attention to international law, even though they say they do repeatedly. These countries have shown their conviction for the law of the jungle and the law of the strongest at a time when they are permanent members of the Security Council, a body which is entrusted with the maintenance of international peace and security and to stop any aggression in accordance with international law. Syria is disgusted with the scandalous position of the heads of Qatar, who supported this aggression after they allowed planes to leave from the air bases in Qatar. It is not surprising that the small boys in the Qatari Emirates take that position. They have supported in a variety of ways the terrorist groups such as the Muslim Brotherhood and others to destabilize Arab countries, including Syria. The Syrian Arab Republic is asking the international community if it does indeed exist. We've heard a new definition of the international community. We demand that the international community and the Security Council condemn this attack, which will only further tension in the region. It is a threat to international peace and security throughout the world. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are committed to international law, I call upon you to imagine with me this meeting where the Security Council would have decided, agreed on such an attack. I'm wondering what would be said. We have no legal basis for attacking Syria. We have no proof of the existence of this chemical weapons attack in Douma. But let's forget that, put that all aside. And in point of fact, we never really needed in any military action that we've carried out, we've never really needed international law. And then I'm just imagining this discussion. I'm imagining what this discussion would have been like yesterday. This military attack is necessary for us and for our allies so that public opinion in our country can turn their eyes away from our own political scandals and so that the Emirates and the Gulf pay the price for this. All of that to defend and protect the terrorism that we've seen for years in Syria. Thank you, Mr. President.
Gracias al representante de la República Árabe Siria por su declaración. Los miembros del Consejo tienen ante sí el documento S/2018-355 que contiene el texto de un proyecto de resolución presentado por la Federación de Rusia. El Consejo está listo para someter a votación el proyecto de resolución que tiene ante sí. Someteré ahora a votación el proyecto de resolución.
Put the draft resolution to the vote now.
Quienes estén a favor del proyecto de resolución que figura en el documento S/2018-355, sírvanse levantar la mano.
Please raise your hands.
En contra.
Those against.
Abstenciones.
Abstentions.
El resultado de la votación es el siguiente.
The result of the voting is as follows.
Votos a favor, 3. Votos
three
en contra,
votes in favor,
8.
8 votes
abstenciones,
against,
4.
4 abstentions.
El proyecto de resolución no ha sido aprobado por no haber obtenido el número de votos requerido.
Having failed to obtain the required number of votes.
La palabra
now, I would like to give
aquellos
the floor
del consejo que deseen formular declaraciones después de la votación.
After the vote.
Doy la palabra al representante de Suecia.
To the representative of Sweden.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. We voted against the draft resolution proposed by the Russian Federation because we believe that the language in the resolution was unbalanced, not comprehensive, and it did not cover the entirety of our concerns related to the current situation. At the same time, we agree with the Secretary General that there is an obligation that actions be consistent with the Charter of the UN and with international law in general. In our national statement delivered earlier today, we explained our view on the current situation in Syria, and we condemned the use of chemical weapons and the many other flagrant violations of international law in Syria. We also underlined the need for a sustainable political solution. We once again reiterate that, as members of the Security Council, we need to unite and exercise our responsibility in relation to the situation in Syria. If there is any encouragement today, Mr. President, it is that everyone around this table seem to insist on a sustainable political solution as the only way to end the suffering of the Syrian population. So we reiterate our full support for the UN political process, which now urgently needs to be reinvigorated, including through strong support for the efforts of Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura. Thank you very much.
I want to thank the representative of Sweden for and now give the floor
to the representative of Ethiopia.
Thank you, Mr. President. We want to explain why we abstained on the draft proposed by Russia. We did so not because the draft doesn't contain a lot of truth. It does. Not because it does not adhere to principles that we should all adhere to. It does. We abstained on pragmatic ground. We know, even if it had received 9 votes, it would have been vetoed. Thus, it would have had only symbolic value. Even that is not without value, though. But for us, what's critical now is to diffuse tension and avoid the situation spiraling out of control. We wish to play a constructive role in this regard. Thank you, Mr. President.
Agradezco al representante de Etiopía por su declaración y le doy la palabra al representante de Kazajstán.
I now give the floor to the representative of Kazakhstan.
Mr. President, Kazakhstan has abstained from voting on the resolution considered today because we believe that all disputes between states should be resolved by peaceful dialogue and constructive negotiations on the basis of equal responsibility for peace and security. As I have already mentioned in my statement, we call for all parties to refrain from any actions that can aggravate further the tensions and lead this situation to a spiraling out of control from which we would need to retract back. I thank you.
Agradezco al representante
I want to thank the representative of Kazakhstan for your statement. I now give the floor
al representante
to the representative of Equatorial Guinea.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Nuestra abstención
we abstained
la frustración
because
de la
it reflects
de Guinea
the frustration of my country
por la situación a la que
at
hemos llegado a
the
falta de la adopción
current situation,
de un mecanismo de investigación,
our inability
de seguimiento
to
y de
adopt
de
a resolution to establish an attribution
con esta
mechanism.
Queremos hacer un
with our abstention,
para que
we are making an appeal to resume talks on the initiative
para el establecimiento
to establish
este
such a mechanism
actos como los que conocimos
so
ahí.
That we can avoid actions
este
such
sentido,
as the ones we have seen yesterday. We would like to recall the initiative taken by Sweden and which was endorsed by a number of countries.
De A10 y que podamos ya introducir las reformas que sean
in order to introduce the necessary reforms into the draft resolution so that it can be adopted by consensus and so that this mechanism can be set up under the auspices of the UN Secretary General. Thank you. I thank the representative of Equatorial Guinea for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of France.
Monsieur le Président,
Mr.
Le projet de résolution présenté
the draft resolution presented by the Russian Federation has been clearly rejected. The result of this vote sends a clear message on the understanding by members of the Security Council of the circumstances, the motivations and the aims of our action yesterday, the need for these actions, their proportional and targeted in nature were recognized. And what's most important, no one contests the fact that use of chemical weapons cannot be tolerated and must be deterred. That is essential. Now it's important for us to look toward the future. As I just said earlier, these strikes are a necessary response in the service of law and in the service of our policy to put an end to the Syrian tragedy. This is why, together with our British and U.S. colleagues, we will be presenting a draft resolution on the political, chemical, and humanitarian tracks of the Syrian dossier in order to achieve a lasting solution to the conflict. France will work with all the members of the Security Council for this purpose. Thank you. I thank the representative of France for your statement, and I now give the floor to the representative of the Netherlands.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Kingdom of the Netherlands has voted against the draft resolution proposed by the Russian Federation. It's because this draft does not provide for the action that the Security Council so urgently needs to take after the use of chemical weapons in Syria. It ignores the very essence of what the Security Council needs to do. This Council should act and condemn the use of chemical weapons in Syria, protect the Syrian people, and hold accountable those responsible. And this resolution does none of this. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of the Netherlands for her statement, and I'll call on the representative of Kuwait.
Thank you, Mr. President. The state of Kuwait voted against the draft resolution. At the time where we reiterate our adherence to the principles and purposes of the UN Charter that provide for the non-use of force or threat of and the use of peaceful means to settle disputes. Yesterday's use of force was a result of obstructing the will of the international community and particularly obstructing the effort and determination of the Security Council to take measures that were available to put an end to the continued use of internationally prohibited chemical weapons in Syria. This is a flagrant violation of Resolution 2118 that unequivocally expressed the determination of the Council to take action under Chapter 7 of the Charter in the case that one or more parties do not comply with the provisions and in case of the continued use of chemical weapons in Syria. The Council needs to regain its unity and shoulder its responsibilities towards the maintenance of international peace and security in accordance with the UN Charter. It must agree on a new, independent, impartial, and professional mechanism to investigate any use of chemical weapons that would identify those who are responsible for those crimes and hold them to account and make sure they do not enjoy impunity. We call for intensified efforts and a return to the political track under the auspices of the UN to reach a peaceful settlement of the crisis in accordance with Geneva 1 Communique of 2012 and Resolution 2254. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of Kuwait for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of China.
Thank you, Mr. President. As all know, China has always opposed the use of force in international relations. We advocate the respect of sovereignty, independence, unity, and territory. Real integrity of all countries. Any unilateral military action bypassing the Security Council runs counter to the purposes and principles of the UN Charter and violates the principles of international law and the basic norms governing international relations and will further complicate the Syrian issue. Based on the above principled position, China voted in favor of the draft resolution put forward by the Russian Federation. I would like to emphasize here that political settlement is the only viable way to solve the Syrian issue. China urges the relevant parties to keep calm, exercise restraint, and return to the framework of international law and resolve the issues through dialogue and negotiation. We support the role of the UN as main channel for mediation, and we will make unremitting efforts for the political settlement of the Syrian issue together with the international community. Thank you, Mr. President.
Le agradezco al representante de China por su declaración y le doy la palabra al representante de la Federación de Rusia.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today is a day when the Security Council and the international community must raise its voice in favor of peace, security, the UN Charter, and international law. Each one of the delegations in this room represents a sovereign state. And no one should try to urge them or dictate to them how to interpret international law, the UN Charter, and how to exercise their own conscience. We will never have any qualms to vote as dictated by international law, the UN Charter, our conscience, and law. Today's meeting confirms that the United States, Great Britain, and France, permanent members of the Security Council, continue to put international politics and diplomacy in the realm of myth-making. Myths invented in London, Paris, and Washington. This is a dangerous aberration. It is a diplomacy of myth-making, of hypocrisy, of falsehoods, and of substitution of ideas and notions. If we continue down this path, we'll soon reach the diplomacy of the absurd. You're creating these myths, and then you're forcing everyone to try to believe in these myths. We put facts contrary to your myths and the picture of what is actually taking place in real life. But you're not seeing this. You're not hearing this. You don't want to see it. You're simply disregarding what we are telling you. You have invented a legend about this resolution that is being put forward, and you provoke Russia to veto it so as to present this whole situation in a favorable light. You distort international law by substituting important notions, concepts. You are engaged in open hypocrisy. You're demanding a conduct of an investigation. Even before the investigation, you appoint those who are guilty and punish them. Why didn't you wait for the outcome of the investigation which you yourself called for? The Security Council is in a state of paralysis because of you, because of your constant attempts to hoodwink the international community. You're not only placing yourselves above international law, but you're trying to rewrite international law. You contravene international law and while trying to convince everyone that your actions are legitimate. The representative of the United Kingdom to justify the airstrikes pointed to three reasons based on the concept of humanitarian intervention. Now, you're trying to substitute the UN Charter for this. This is precisely we and other countries did not support that concept in the past and continue not to support it now, because we don't want this to become a justification for your crime. Once again, we demand immediate stop to aggression and refrain from the illegal use of force in the future. Today, you once again demonstrated to the entire world your illicit games, In the Soviet times, there was a brochure which was called Whence the Threat of Peace Comes From. In that brochure, it spoke of military preparations by Washington and the NATO countries. Nothing has changed. That is precisely whence the threat of to peace continues to come from. Just look at what is being said and which drums of war are being beaten in Washington. Covering, using the cover of hypocrisy and the interest in democracy and human rights. Now, this is from note 507, and I can't give you a list of all these things that in that note. It's too long. I can mention other examples about how the French president expressed an interest in the investigation in Duma and was ready to send French experts in his conversations with President Putin. Then all of a sudden that just evaporated because a different algorithm was launched. That's quite obvious. Today is a very sad day, Mr. President. It's a sad day for the world, for the UN, for its charter, which was blatantly violated, for the Security Council also, which has shirked its responsibilities. I would like to believe that we will not see a day that is worse than today. Thank you very much.
I thank the representative of the Russian Federation for his statement. I will now make a new statement in my capacity as the representative of Peru. Peru abstained because we believe that the draft resolution did not adequately reflect the need to guarantee appropriate accountability for the use of chemical weapons throughout the Syrian territory. At the same time, because the language of the draft is imbalanced and it does not help restore unity within the Council, which is so needed in order to deal holistically with the events in Syria. I resume my function as President of the Security Council.
Una delegación, one la delegación del Reino Unido, ha solicitado la palabra para hacer una nueva declaración. Le doy la palabra.
I give you the floor.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I think it's obvious why we voted against the resolution. We support completely what the French representative laid out about next steps, and we will work tirelessly to that objective, along with partners on the Council. Mr. President, the Russian ambassador referred to myths. These are not our myths, Mr. President. The way forward in the Council has been blocked. The second of our own criteria for taking this action on an exceptional basis, that it must be objectively clear there is no practicable alternative to the use of force if lives are to be saved. Mr. President, in the 113 meetings of this Council on Syria, I think that has been demonstrated absolutely crystally clear. The United Kingdom believes that it cannot be illegal to prevent the use of force to save lives in such numbers as we have seen in Syria. The reason we took this action, Mr. President, our legal basis was that of humanitarian intervention. We believe that is wholly within the principles and purposes of the United Nations. Thank you.
Le agradezco a la representante del Reino Unido por su declaración. El representante de la República Árabe Siria ha solicitado la palabra para formular una nueva declaración. Le doy la palabra.
You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I apologize for requesting the floor once again. Mr. President,
in the مشهد الذي
the scene that we just witnessed is quite sad. In this council, there are those who prefer
to overlook and not see a big elephant that we've spoken of before. The elephant is namely a direct military occupation of one-third of my country's territory. A military occupation. An American direct military occupation of one-third of our territory. However, there are those who speak of small, minor details, and they think that they are pivotal. The political scene is way more dangerous than this. We are a state whose sovereignty has been violated by a permanent member of this council. This is the true scene, and not the allegations or a film by the White Helmets. It is a terrorist organization established by the British intelligence. We need to focus on the main scene here. Some would claim that they are fighting ISIL in Syria and Iraq. However, they have given air cover for ISIL. Wherever we make advances against ISIL, US, British, and French warplanes bombard our military sites so that we would not achieve victory against ISIL. However, this failed. We were able to achieve victory against ISIL with our brothers in Iraq in 3 years and not in 50 years as former President Obama predicted. We understand that the capitals of the three countries that launched the aggression have a frustration. Some colleagues who voted against the Russian draft resolution said that they support political settlement. We tell them now, after their shameful vote against the draft resolution, that those who voted against the draft resolution are no longer partners of the Syrian government in any political settlement process.
عندما نسمع شروحات الزميلة السفيرة البريطانية
The British ambassador
Malvinas
explained things about the Malvinas Islands. This testimony uncovers the facts about imperialistic policies of Britain. Madam Ambassador, I am actually the rapporteur of the C24 on the decolonization, and I work under the agenda of the UN and the agenda of the Secretary General. And my job and my colleagues in C24 is to end colonization in this world. And the Malvinas is on the list of territories that do not enjoy independence. We work in accordance with the UN agenda to end the British occupation of the Malvinas. As for my colleague, the ambassador of Kuwait, I would like to remind him, and he is well aware, and his government knows, that when my country participated in the liberation of Kuwait, we did not justify our principled position to the people of Kuwait. It was based on our principles. We did not need draft resolutions or meetings or any tripartite aggression. We did not look into the provisions of the Charter, and we did not undermine our national obligation to our brothers in Kuwait, and we did not join any bloc that was aggressive to Kuwait. We fulfilled our national duty towards our brothers in the state of Kuwait. He would also recall the ambassador of Kuwait, that at the time, my country could have played a different role and negatively impacted the peace and security, stability of Kuwait. But we choose not to do so. We acted upon a national principle position that is not subject to negotiation or discussion. I thank you, Mr. President.
I would like to thank the representative of the Arab Republic.
We now return to Saturday's UN Security Council meeting, where the topic of discussion was the US, UK, and French attack.